Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Beats on ClickRadio.org. Unfortunately, the rock portion is not here. He will be in a second, though. He's a lazy bum. Anyway, I just opened up with some DeadMau5. Those were his sick visuals from the MTV VMAs. And, let's see here. The first song was DeadMau5's re-edit of Cooler Than Me by Mike Posner. And the second song was Sophie Needs a Letter by DeadMau5 as well. And the third song was La Rue, Bulletproof, and that's also a remix of his. So anyway, I'm going to talk about a little bit of portion here. I'm going to be open up, as you know, obviously can be seen. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking my British accent. I do believe it is quite amazing. Anyway, so I'm going to be opening up the show, obviously, once again. I'm going to be playing for a bit, then we're going to have Drewski, my good buddy, come in here and play some amazing, amazing rock and roll music for you. Bollocks. I love that word. Anyway, so, some more DeadMau5 for you. I've just got into this mate, and he's Canadian, so he's amazing anyway. This is Ghost and Stuff by DeadMau5. Alrighty, mates. Drew is here. Oh, good. Okay. Anyway, so that was Ghost and Stuff by DeadMau5. And you can talk now.
Hello.
Hello. We're doing a British accent today.
That's really dumb. I'm sorry.
Quick shout out to Brother Bear, also known as Graham, and Coton, who is in...
Durango.
I forget which college he's going to. But
Fort Lewis,
right.
Colton Klemper.
Yeah, Colton Klemper, we
good
love
guy.
You.
Good guy.
As well as Brother Bear, we miss
yeah,
you.
Yeah, hey, Graham.
I go over to your house and I'm like, whoa, where's Brother Bear?
No, you don't. You're too lazy to get off your fat ass and come over to my house.
Thank you.
Sorry, man. We were going to have practice this week and what did you do? Hey, you want to come over?
I can't.
You can come over, though. Oh. Well, I'll see you later.
I actually ended up working, you know that, right?
No, I don't. I didn't.
I went to paint the house. up in the mountains. Yeah. Anyway, so shout out to Brother Bear as well. We miss you. I come over to your house sometimes, like the movie night.
And yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago. And I say, well, where's Brother Bear? Is he up in his room?
Hey,
and
then he's, he's my Brother Bear.
Yes, he's your Brother Bear. But, you know, that's his nickname stuck with me. Sorry.
Yeah, just like Kirk here with Jeremy. But you don't let him call you that now, do you?
And dude, don't let him call him that because he thinks that he's been saying it forever when he hasn't. And he wants it to stick, but it shouldn't because he hasn't been saying it for that long. Anyway, okay, so some dead mouse. I got some bloody beetroots for you next. And it is not Warp. I hate that song. It's loud and annoying and people love it. And yeah, so this is Dim Communication. Yes, and they love wearing Spider-Man masks, and they're actually very creepy. They were formed in 2006.
I once vandalized a country club in a Spider-Man mask. Just joke.
No, you're probably not, actually.
For the listener's sake.
Yeah, that's the one thing I've learned about you, is that you're never joking about things like that. Unless you say you violently beat somebody and then...
It was a really good country club, though.
Yeah, I don't really like country clubs.
Yeah, it was really conservative.
They're very stiffy.
And we put a fake...
Oh, should we talk about Smurfs?
Sure. You know, I was really into Smurfs for a while.
Smurfs are amazing.
Okay. Interesting fact, they're actually all communist.
Smurfs are... I thought communists were red.
Just because they're blue. Okay.
Smurfs are the representation of capitalist society.
They live in a communist society.
They do live in a communist society.
However, they live
in a commune. They don't live in a communist society.
No, they live in a communist society.
Because there's no form of government.
They're actually anti-Semitic. It's rumored that the writer was anti-Semitic because I guess the evil guy with the cat... his name is actually a Hebrew prophet, and so is this cat.
Ew.
So, yeah.
That's actually
sad.
Quite disturbing. You know, one of the most surprising facts that I've ever learned about somebody was that Walt Disney was incredibly and horribly racist.
And anti-Semitic, I believe.
Yes, that's also racist.
No.
I said racist and stereotypical.
Yeah, stereotypical.
Very stereotypical.
Do you know what stereotypical means?
Yes.
It means like a...
Generalizing a people.
No, stereotypical, that's stereotyping. Stereotypical is like
a... Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
It's like in the beginning of The Jerk, like if some B.B. King came on, stereotypical white boy, you know, would be going...
Not really.
And can't hold a beat. That's stereotypical. He was anti-Semitic.
White boys can beatbox.
That was,
very, very bad, actually.
Yeah.
But not too bad as most of the people
Hey, you know,
seen.
I think, yeah,
I think we should
anyway, Smurfs. Smurfs, what the hell? They live in these mushrooms. They have these little red pants and this white hat. But there's like over 300 of them. I mean, in their name, you know, Papa Smurf. You've got Vanity. You've got Crafty Smurf. You've got. I mean, if you name,
I have
almost any adjective.
Next to no idea what you're talking about. You're just kind of ranting, aren't you?
Yeah, but the communist. I think we're gonna play a song right now about communism and capitalism coming together. It's a Gogo Bordello, Start Wearing Purple, and I had absolutely
now we get it.
I had absolutely no idea what this song meant until my friend told me. It's about
well, that's because blue, you're Drew.
Blue and red make purple.
Duh, huh?
And red being communist,
yeah,
or you know, Soviet Russia, and blue, capitalism.
Being capitalism, being, yeah.
Being America, and so you know.
Oh my God, Drew can paint.
And no.
All right, so this is Stop Wearing Purple, Side One, Dummy. By Gogo Bordello.
I want to tell everybody a true story.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time, so yeah. Since you were a 20, I was 20, and thought that some years from now, a purple little lady will be perfect for dirty old and useless clown. So yeah, start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity. From Diogenes to the Foucault, from Lozhitskin to Passepartout.
With your mouth.
Actually, they have people that are.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Oh, true.
That was a horrible British accent, bow chicka bow wow. Anyway, so I am going to play some more Dead Mouse. This is Dead Mouse, Cascade, and I Remember.
We love your technology music.
Right then. Bollocks.
Enjoy it, enjoy it.
Let me tell you the Ten Commandments about being a raver. That old saying, location, location, location. Well, that's dead, right, boys? Seize the day. It's not where you're from, it's where you're going. Remember turning on the night and moving from morning light. Fear nothing. Send the word out to those who believe in it. Stand up and make your voice be heard.
reject the mainstream. Never fail.
Quite a light melody was I can't stop. I gotta stop talking in my British accent. It's wearing me out. Anyway, that last song was "Underwater World" by ATB. One of the first really kind of like mellow sort of trance artists out there, and you know, really widely respected as also one of kind of the biggest
technology music people.
Yeah. Along there with, you know, Deadmau5, Michael Schultz, blah, 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 everybody.
God in trance.
Sacrilegious. Anyway.
No, he's the Eric Clapton of trance.
Right.
Yes, Marcus Schultz is the Eric Clapton of trance.
Possibly.
You may not know who Eric Clapton is, though.
Oh. I'm going to slap you.
Oh. Ah.
Ooh. Okay. Stopping moaning loudly into the microphones, I'm going to play some more music. Yay! Okay, let's see here. This is...
I just want to know, how are all of you? How are all of you doing?
Thank you.
And we're back.
And we are back.
And we're back. Guess who's back?
Back again?
Back again.
Yeah, I called it. Anyway, so that was Finnish Symphony by Hybrid, and I do believe before that we had something that I don't remember. No, don't want to play it again. Anyway.
Ooh.
Did you hit yourself?
No, I hit the microphone. I'm really tired.
Good boy, Colton.
It's really loud.
Ow, yeah. Don't do that. Anyway, we don't really have much to talk about.
Let's just go on a tangent. So, tell a story, Kieran. Alright, you guys have to give us a moment to figure out a story to tell.
The story of how I got sick.
Nah, that's a boring one.
I was running through a field one day, excitedly. Then all of a sudden, I face planted right into the dirt. I decided it would be a fun idea to paint it all over my face. And then I ran back to my house and got mud all over the floor. And my mom put me out for the night and I got sick. Yes, she put me out in the yard and kept me there.
Let's tell a story about guerrilla theater. It's a story from back in those days.
No.
Yeah, something at Taylor's house.
No.
We had good times, good stories there.
We had stupid stories there. All we did was we sat around on the couch and ate his food. And
no,
practiced.
He didn't have any food because...
We ate what was left of his food.
Yeah.
How little there was. How little there was. Yeah, we're probably boring them. I'm going to play some more music, but
no,
that's okay.
No, let's just talk.
Find something to talk about.
Alright, you gotta help me out here.
I don't know, that's why I'm asking you! We need to stop rambling. I'm playing more music.
No, I have,
playing more music.
Alright, alright. We'll have something interesting to tell you.
Yeah, shut up.
This wait, one moment.
No, this is Children by Robert Miles. Children by Robert Miles.
Thank you.
Alright. Speak about what?
Who was that?
That was Children by Robert Miles, like I said before.
That's disgusting.
It's called slurping, and it's not disgusting.
No, it's really disgusting.
How is it disgusting?
I'm sure the folks at home don't like hearing that.
I'm drinking water.
No, just do it again. Do it again and listen closely. It's just an odd sound to hear.
Not really.
This late at night.
I can make some really odd sounds that would be really odd to hear, but I'm not going to.
Let's just hear one. Let's just hear one. I don't think you have any. Just sounds like you're snorting a line of cocaine off of a
Thankfully, I'm not. As I said before, I am very sick, and that was me sniffing my nose. Man, it feels so weird. Anyway, Drew, if you're going to request a break, you got to have something to talk about.
I just wanted to hear who that song was.
Okay. Tiesto, Just Be. You know, honestly, respectively, I have to say that Tiesto is probably a little bit more popular than Marcus Schultz in the DJing community, as well as the electronic music community. I thought it was pretty interesting that you said that Marcus Schultz is God amongst the trans community. You know, DJ Tiesto is probably what gets a lot of people in electronic music. I don't really like him. It's not that I'm trying to reject the mainstream, but it... The dude's full of himself. I'm sorry, but he is. Let's see. I feel like playing from my iPod now. I'm going to find something nice and beautiful for you. Oh, I think... Don't sneeze, don't sneeze. Okay, there we go. Nope. Yeah, there it is. Okay. I'm going to find something beautiful for you guys to listen to. Let's see here. Scrolling through the iPod. Beautiful. Oh, here we go. No, I played that yesterday. What are your thoughts on technology music, Drew?
I don't have any.
Really?
Yeah, I think some of it's really good. I think some of it's really bad.
Touche, touche.
And you know, that's the one thing about it, is that there's so many variations and so many offshoots that pretty much you have anything for everybody. And you know, it's mostly Darude or, you know, Bass Hunter that people listen to at school dances and stuff. And that's what gets people into techno, but those are like fake mainstream artists. So here is Supernature, Gusten Steppen Ochenmix. I have no... Oh, no, Otovani remix.